My name's Richard Sparks. I'm the author of New Rock, New Roll, R-O-L-E, a fantasy adventure story published by the science fiction and fantasy house Kazik, SFNF. And the second book in the series comes out in November, New Rock, New Realm. They're being just the best fun to write, and I hope you enjoy them.
This is a continuing episode of a series with author of New Rock, New Roll, Richard Sparks.
Going back to Douglas very briefly, he was once asked, I think we bonded before he wrote Hitchhiker, over our love of Robert Sheckley, the short story writer from the Golden Age, because Sheckley is funny, and a lot of science fiction and fantasy is not. And some of it takes itself too seriously. It's trying, you know, over earnest scientific stuff or over Tolkien fantasy worlds that are just you sort of back off after a bit. You get, that's too much. Stop trying to convince me that these elves are real. You know, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Terry Pratchett, by the way, had a lovely light touch with his fantasy world. So, but he was later. So Robert Sheckley was somebody who has this great wit in his short stories, and I really, really love comedy. I always have done, and for me it was inevitable that comedy would crop up in anything I write, because daft things happen even if it's in the middle of some serious situation. You know, I've said this before, that comedy isn't nice people telling jokes, that's a dinner party. Comedy is fear and pain and misery and things going wrong and misunderstandings and betrayals and misconceptions and people falling into puddles. And what good adventure isn't full of all sorts of mishaps? So there's that, and there's also the tone. As you've seen in the sample chapter, there's that they're running away. They've deserted the army. They've got the lovely maiden that they are looking, protecting on the run, and she's got to go and about her business, which is upon which the fate of the realm depends. And they're escorting her off into the wilderness. And while on the way, they have a sort of daft conversation about this terrible poem that the stable pan's written for her, because everyone falls in love with Esmeralda. She's the loveliest life there ever was or ever will be. And so she keeps getting poems all the time, and she thinks they're absolute crap. And Ola, the street thief rat, thinks it's the best poem he's ever heard. And he's a great argument about the merits of this daft poem. And so it just fits naturally. Yeah.
By the way, your webpage is brilliant. I really enjoyed the experience of looking at that.
Well, thank you. And I'll tell you something interesting about that webpage. It's our second one, because the first one I had done was designed by Scoundrels. They did a perfectly decent one. They were an English company, and English-ish. And they kept coming up and suggesting new ideas for this. I said, look, I'm not a commercial website. I don't need all these things. And then they finally hit me for a huge fee, £6,000, to patent the website. To copyright the website.
To copyright, okay.
I've worked in writing for 40 years. You can't, anything you write is automatically your copyright. You can register it for copyright, or you can archive it with a date stamp by registering it with the Writers Guild. But that's just a date stamp. Your copyright is instantly yours the moment you write anything. So I said, you cannot do this. There's no such thing as copywriting a website. And they said, and then they shut the website down. They cut a week before publication, they cut me out of the back end.
Mm.
So I just, right, okay, just didn't even bother to answer their email. They came back to me and said, in your case, we can continue to work with you. We value your kind. I thought, yeah, well, screw you. So just didn't bother answering them, reported them to the police, but the standards authority. And so luckily, then we had my assistant in London. Her mother had used this other company, We Are Noisy, and they designed this lovely website. And it really is It's just 10 times better than the other one. So it, although I lost a few bob on the first one, it's it's better. So, well, thank you for the compliment. Hello, my name is Richard Sparks. I'm the author of New Rock, New Roll, R-O-L-E, a fantasy adventure story published by the science fiction and fantasy house Kazik, SFNF. And the second book in the series, New Rock, New Realm. They're been just the best fun to write, and I hope you enjoy them. You can get free samples of the book at my website, www.richardsparks.com. There's no E in Sparks. You can get a free chapter there to download to your Kindle or computer, or a free or different audio chapter with me reading it to see if you like the idea. And if you do, come on in.
Thank you so much, Richard. That was a great show, and I really enjoyed meeting you and sharing your wisdom and your experience. And I can definitely say that you're quite a character. I mean, you came up in the London art scene, and you're in the Hollywood art scene. This is quite, you know, this is quite incredible.
Well, thank you very much for having me. One of the nice things about being a writer is you're always in the background, but you're sort of there all the time. I mean, you hear the stories about which actors are complete heads to work with, and who's got the awful sister who's always on set, and whose mother is just a monster. You just hear all these all the time. And of course, you know, like with, for example, the Rowan Atkinson Schoolmaster sketch, you don't want them looking through Rowan at me and wondering who wrote this. You want the audience to trip out on the guy in front of you. You do, when you're seeing a Shakespeare play, you don't really want to be thinking about Shakespeare. You want to see the funny people on stage doing what they're doing. And so, well, it's great to be a part of a team and to have worked with so many good people as I have. And I love being in the background. I love writing. I love directing. But now, finally, I've found my bliss as a writer.
Check out the show notes, because we've got some good things in there, like links to Richard Sparks' website and his books and any other interviews that we came across, so you can really get to know the man behind New Rock and New Roll. If you're like my friend Falasha Day and you missed the first episode of the series, which is episode 301, you can find that first episode or any of the interleaving episodes by going to scifithoughts.space and use the search box there to look up whatever episode you care to find. This is the last episode of the series with Richard Sparks. And if you missed any of these episodes, you can find the series page, which collects them all for you in one tidy spot. And you can find it by typing in your favorite search engine, Sci-Fi Thoughts, Richard Sparks.